Hey everybody, Josh Peck here with Peck Report. Is our society on the verge of collapse, and is this why we don't see America in Bible prophecy? Or do we see America in Bible prophecy? There's a couple different ways to look at that. America is not explicitly mentioned in Bible prophecy anywhere. There's a few verses that you could kind of put together to mean America. You could do that from passages in the book of Daniel, a little bit in Revelation, but then it's a little harder. But what if America just is not in in Bible prophecy at all? Is there a prophetic significance to that? Did you know that the average lifespan of a civilization, the average time until a great civilization collapses, is only 336 years? And the U.S. right now is 242 years old. Is this why we don't see America explicitly mentioned in Bible prophecy? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about so much more. If you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe to this channel, click on the bell for notifications, and keep checking joshpeckdisclosure.com for more updates, more videos, even articles now. We even have articles now. Make sure you check Josh Peck Disclosure every day. You're going to get updated every day. Before we get started here, I am a chronic pain sufferer. I take Kratom every day, twice a day, sometimes three times a day. I used to be horribly addicted to opioids. I used to be addicted to Oxycontin and morphine, and you name it, I was addicted to it. I have a rare degenerative bone disease, causes great pain every day. But Kratom gave me my life back, basically. It's only reason I'm able to do what I'm doing now. And I thank God every day that I didn't overdose and end up killing myself on opioids. Kratom has been used by many people to get off of opioids. It's been used as a treatment for chronic pain. You can do this too. I'm doing it. Sometimes believers have asked me, other Christians have asked me, is it okay to take this, you know, as a Christian, is it okay? I don't think there's any problem with it. I mean, if you're taking it for pain, you're in pain every day. And, you certainly, if you're getting yourself in a point where you're not in pain anymore, you can probably serve Christ a lot better. So I don't think there's any conflict here. Now some people have said that the first time they take it, they get a little bit of a buzz off of it. Many people claim that it's similar to coffee or something like that. When I first started taking it, I got a little bit of that too. Nobody is taking this for the buzz. So this is not something that you would take to get high. It's a tea that you can take to that many people believe helps their chronic pain. I can't make any medical claims. I just know anecdotally, that's what I take it for. I love it. Everybody has different tolerance levels. So what I like about Coastline Kratom is they have everything from really mellow blends to ultra enhanced blends. I personally suggest people try the ultra enhanced starter pack. You get a whole bunch of different strains. You can see what you like. But it's the highest quality Kratom. It's a family-owned business. You get a money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Check it out, joshpeckdisclosure.com, or just click the link in the description below for that. It's helped out a lot of people. I think it could help you out, too. So try it out. Okay. Now, let's get to the story. So, yeah, every great civilization throughout human history has eventually collapsed. And if we want to have any hope of escaping the same fate, we really need to be willing to learn some lessons from the past. But unfortunately, not a lot of people want to do that today. Especially, unfortunately, from my generation, the millennial generation. Most millennials don't know their history. Now, because many of the same factors that caused the collapse of previous civilizations are weighing very heavily on the United States today, this is why it's important to keep this in mind. And again, there's a very real possibility that America is not in Bible prophecy. Again, there are some passages that you could look at on Daniel. I personally am split on this issue. I like Irvin Baxter's approach to it, where he shows how you can like see America in Bible prophecy. I like that. I think that's interesting. But then again, there's a lot to suggest that even if those prophecies are true, that it's not going to be by the time we get to Revelation and things like that. So I don't know. Now, according to the BBC, the average lifespan of a great civilization is 336 years from beginning to end. And that doesn't mean that America will necessarily make it that long. Our nation is currently 242 years old, and there are signs of advanced social decay all around us. The Economic Collapse blog actually reported on this and put out an article about this. If we remain on the road that we are currently on, many people believe that Complete and utter collapse is not too far away. So ultimately, what does a society consist of? Now, according to the Luke Kemp of the University of Cambridge, societies are, quote, just complex systems, excuse me, composed of people and technology, end quote. So it says societies of the past and present are just complex systems composed of people and technology. The theory of normal accidents suggests that complex technological systems regularly give way to failure, so collapse may be a normal phenomenon for civilizations regardless of their size and stage. We may be more technologically advanced now, but this gives us little ground to believe that we are immune to the threats that undid our ancestors. Our newfound technological abilities even bring new, unprecedented challenges to the mix. Okay, so it's not easy to keep an extremely complex society running, and there have been so many factors that have played a role in collapsing previous civilizations. Again, if you want the full information on this, check out Michael Snyder's article on the economiccollapseblog.com. So war, natural disasters, you know, we have environmental shifts, social degradation, certainly economic problems, disease. Those are just a few examples of what can just absolutely ruin a society. And as Kemp has pointed out, sometimes societies simply collapse under the weight of their own accumulated complexity and bureaucracy. So it says, quote, collapse expert and historian Joseph Tainter has proposed that societies eventually collapse under the weight of their own accumulated complexity and bureaucracy. Societies are problem-solving collectives that grow in complexity in order to overcome new issues. However, the returns from complexity eventually reach a point of diminishing returns. After this point, collapse will eventually ensue. End quote. So even if America wasn't deteriorating in all these other areas, the question comes up, would our nation eventually collapse under the weight of its own bureaucracy as well? So we have the biggest government in the history of the world. And when you total up all the levels of government, we literally have millions of laws, rules, and regulations governing our lives today. I mean, it's a horrible system. It's definitely not what our founders intended. So it makes sense that someday it could ultimately collapse as people simply stop believing in it. And of course we're seeing that today. I mean, how many millennials, I believe the majority of millennials today, believe that they prefer socialism over our current system, over capitalism. Now, in order for a civilization to function smoothly, there must be something that bonds it together. So when the United States was originally established, we were united by a common set of values, but that's no longer true. Today, America is more divided than it's been in decades, and one of the biggest reasons is because there's no agreement about what our values should be. So, of course, myself, many others out there, we're strong advocates for returning to the values that our nation was founded upon. Mac Slavo echoed this sentiment in one of his recent articles. He said, quote, "We now have the unique advantage of being able to learn from the wreckages of society's past, but instead of doing so and freeing mankind from government, many who are enslaved continue to push for shorter chains, more violence, control, domination, and theft by the ruling class, not just of themselves, but of all others too. Collapse is imminent in our opinion, as those in control will not willingly give up their stranglehold over the tax cattle slaves," end quote. Now, unfortunately, many in our society want us to go in the exact opposite direction that we should be going. So as a result, the fabric of our society is coming apart at the seams, and this seems to be something that Jim Quinn commented on in one of his recent articles. He said, quote, "Our society is now infinitely more materialistic, narcissistic, and greedy than it was in the 1950s. Moral degradation has reached new lows, unthinkable during the relatively innocent 1950s. But the common theme is human failings, foibles, and fallacies. Whatever a culture values, you get more of. Our culture values achievement, wealth, and power at any cost," end quote. Now, I would go a little outside of that and say, you know, in the truest form of capitalism, achievement, wealth, and even power-ish, but achievement and wealth certainly are not necessarily bad things. But it depends on what you're doing with it and how you're getting it. So many people in our culture today, they value getting ahead by any means necessary. So cheating to get ahead. This is like the difference between what's called crony capitalism and regular, you know, just the pure form of capitalism. You know, when capitalism in its pure form is great, but as with any system, it can be abused. It can be greatly abused. So when we have a society that values achievement at any cost. That's why we have like a lot of victimhood kind of stuff going on in our culture today. If you can achieve social or economic status by being a victim, then that in our society is just as good as if you worked your whole life and really earned it. Now, obviously, we know that those two are totally different, but in our culture, they're valued pretty much the same. Actually, the victimhood stuff is typically valued at a higher degree than somebody working really hard and becoming a billionaire just on their own. Now, to illustrate this point, Quinn lamented the growing power that social media influencers now have in our society. So Quinn says, quote, rather than make up our minds about what we like, we wear, where we eat, or what entertainment we enjoy, we need to be influenced in our decisions by famous people who are famous for being famous. These influencers generate their influential power through the number of social media followers they have accumulated by posting pictures of themselves in their underwear, leaked sex tapes, nude selfies, or generally being attractive. Most of them are low IQ mouth breathers who can't do basic math or write a comprehensible paragraph, but those types of people are classified as grade A influencers. I can't decide whether these narcissistic icons are more pathetic or the feeble-minded wretches who are actually influenced by these vacuous bimbos. A moral degeneration of society seems to have reached a new low, end quote. Now, I personally would not go quite that far, but I understand what he's saying here. I understand what he means, definitely. But you know, we're truly becoming a real life version of that movie Idiocracy, if you've ever seen that, and it's getting worse. But I mean, just look at this whole Jussie Smollett thing. You know, here's a guy that it seems to have had everything. He was on a hit show. He had lots of money. He had hordes of devoted fans that loved him, but he threw it all away because he believed that he was entitled to more. Because again, the victimhood stuff is valued more than just being really good at what you do and working hard. He was willing to do anything to get it. So apparently he was not happy that he was making only $65,000 an episode. And so he created one of those, one of the most despicable hoaxes in American history in a desperate attempt to get his salary raised. You know, Piers Morgan actually has described him as, quote, the most hideous, reprehensible, disgusting, sniveling little liar in America, end quote. But he represents, Jussie Smollett represents the true state of our society better than anyone else in recent times. I mean, just like Smollett, we continue to insist that we're the good guys, but in reality, our nation has become a cesspool of just about every sort of evil that you could possibly imagine. Now, at the same time, even though we should hold ourselves to higher standards, that doesn't mean that we can't compare ourselves to other countries as well. I mean, obviously, if you could be born in any country, you'd want to be born here. Really, if you could be born at any time in history, you would want to be born now. Now and here is the best time to be alive. But that doesn't mean there aren't problems that we need to fix. So if we can change our ways and return to the values that the first Americans embraced, we really could turn things around. But if we continue doing the things that we're currently doing, collapse is inevitable, and it can happen very quickly. Consider this. In 390 AD, the Roman Empire covered nearly 2 million square miles, and it seemed unstoppable. But by 476 AD, it was gone. So in just one generation. And as many have said, if we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. So it's time for us to wake up. Now, this could be why we don't see, this could be the beginning of why we don't see America explicitly mentioned in Bible prophecy. You know, we see a lot of things leading up to, you know, the final culmination of all things. It could be that, obviously, we know the degradation, the sin, the unrepentant attitude, all that stuff is going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. You know, we see that in Bible prophecy. And our nation could be one of those nations that just collapses and falls by the wayside, and that's why it's not mentioned explicitly in the book of Revelation. You know, everything seems... Now, there are some people that will say, well, maybe Mystery Babylon is America. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to look at things. So, of course, there are interpretations that do allow America to be a part of it. But still, it's unclear. It's fuzzy at best. It's a very real possibility that we need to look at and consider that America is not mentioned at all. And if that's the case, maybe we're losing this amazing gift that we've been giving, that we've been born into, this amazing place. We might be losing it Because we as a nation can't get our act together, and we are pretty divided in terms of ideology. I mean, you just look at the conservative movement versus the liberal movement. You couldn't be further apart. So, that all leads us to wonder what's going to happen in the collapse. Is there going to be a World War III? Is there going to be a second civil war? That's been something we've talked about on this channel before. And could that lead to the collapse of the United States? Is the collapse of the United States prophetic in of itself because it's not mentioned, because the nation is not mentioned in Bible prophecy explicitly? I, of course, would want to know what you have to say. Leave a comment in the comment section below and let me know what you think. And in the meantime, go visit joshpeckdisclosure.com because there you will find links to CBD Pure and CBD Pets, the absolute best top quality organic, totally organic, non-GMO, tested by a third party facility independently. It's the best CBD oil you can find on the market. It just is. It's the cleanest, it's the most pure. They make a version for your pets. I've read comments in the comment sections of my videos, and I've gotten messages from people that said that this has cured their pet's anxiety disorder, whether it's a dog or cat or something else. And now I'm not making those claims. This is all anecdotal, so you got to do your own research. But a lot of people have benefited greatly from CBD oil. And so I wanted to make that available to you as well as with the kratom that we talked about earlier, which you can also find at joshpeckdisclosure.com. Because look, I'm a chronic pain sufferer. I've had anxiety issues myself in the past. They're no fun. And if there's anything that I can do to alleviate some of that in your lives, I'm happy to do it. So if this helps, awesome. If not, both things, both CBD Pure, CBD Pets, and Coastline Kratom, all of it will give you, they have money back guarantees. So if you don't like it, if it doesn't help, there is no risk. That's what I like about these companies. I like that they're transparent. I like that, Coastline Kratom is family owned, family run, relatively new. I like all that stuff. So joshpeckdisclosure.com, or you can just click the links in the link in the description below if you're watching this on YouTube. All right, everybody, I'm excited to read your comments. I want to know what you think about the country that we're living in. Do you think it has a place in Bible prophecy? If so, where? If not, why not? And do you believe that we are doomed to collapse? And also, if so, if that is the case, what do you think is going to be the final nail that does us in? All right, everybody, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you for watching Peck Report today. I, of course, am your host, Josh Peck. And remember, subscribe, click the bell for notifications, and keep checking back joshbeckdisclosure.com for more updates, more articles coming out all the time. It's a great place to get a lot of information. All right, everybody, till next time, take care and God bless.